Kansas?
Doing good. The weather's fine, and I didn't do real great yesterday on the program, but today I get to get my walk in again, so.
Yeah, today's a new day, and it's not going to make any difference from for yesterday, is it?
I walked a few minutes yesterday, but I'm doing that walk across Kansas, and we're supposed to walk almost 2 miles to meet our quota for the day, so I didn't get that my 2 miles in, so.
Oh, you get to add on to some other days, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, they give us 2 months to do the required number of miles.
Wow, that's neat. That's another way of fulfilling your goal and keeping it in front of you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They started doing that. I know Joe Dekoff, I think, in Wichita did that a couple of years ago when they originally started these. And
so is this your first year to do it?
Yeah, this is my first. One of the gals at the office started it, and we make teams of six, and each one keep track of the records, and then they put up a chart in the courthouse or something, and the team leader has to go ahead and turn in everybody's points and stuff to see if we make it.
Great idea. And you said this is about the second or third year?
Yeah. It may be more than that, but that's the one I've heard about it anyway. It's just been the last 3 or so years.
Okay. Somebody else has joined us. This is Char Rogers. Welcome to Lifestyle. If you'd like to tell us who you are, we'd like to say hi and welcome you on board, and also see how new you are. Okay, so Onita, you sound like things are going good, especially for this time of the year. I mean, to take on a new challenge, and you're right in the middle of your busy season.
Well, we slowed down. We're kind of picking back up toward the end now, but the last few weeks have been slower, and so I actually have the whole day off today. It's amazing.
Wow. That's unusual for this time of year, isn't it?
Well, no, not right now.
Oh, not right now? Okay.
Because the people that had, you know, one of their money yesterday have already been in and gotten it, and the procrastinators still are dragging in now. So,
so there's a whole psychology to this field that you're in.
There is.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, peaks and valleys. And we've, you know, went through one of the peaks, and now it's in the slower valley, and then we'll go back up the hill again.
I'm sure you've seen the benefit, and I know you have. Anything in particular for doing Lifestyle when you're under additional stress at work, how your body works?
Oh, you just feel so much better, and you've got more energy to keep going. So
when it gets to be more of a challenge to take the thought and time to make it right, it benefits you in the long run.
Right. My biggest challenge is still getting my water in, but I just have to make myself. I keep my bottle on my desk, but I still, you get so busy you forget to drink. I just have to, every time, you know, in between clients or something, I go back to the break room, and I've got a big bottle or a big jug set up back there with water in, and don't make myself get a drink, so.
You know, that it's interesting because that, you know, it's got to be one of the easiest parts and the least time-consuming parts of the whole thing. And Denny said the same thing to me yesterday. He says, you know, I'm not doing as good on my water as I could be. He says, I could be doing better on my water. Especially, he likes to make sure he takes a big glass before he has a meal, like 30 minutes or 20 minutes ahead of time. So, you know, those are, they're very simple. It's creating the habit to do it.
Right.
And staying with us. Somebody else has joined us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Judy Standridge, Horseshoe Bay, Texas.
Good morning, Judy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Anybody have points that they'd like to give this morning? I know we've got George, Onita, and Judy on, and a few others that haven't said hi.
I only have 7 from yesterday.
7, okay. All right. So does anyone have a new thought, a new testimony, or experience, or question? Anybody. It doesn't have to be just the 3 I named there.
I'm not usually on the Wednesday call, so who is hosting this?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Char Rogers.
Hi, Char.
I recognize your voice because I'm on mute a lot on the other days, just listening, racing around, doing my usual stuff, and some mornings are busier for me than others, so. meet you in person then over the telephone.
Right. Voice to voice.
Yes. You've been active for about how long now on LifeSense?
Just really active a couple of weeks. I listened almost a week before that to just try to learn what to do.
Got a learning. You sounded like you were learning very fast and putting it into application very well.
Well, I'm working on it. My journaling is probably different from everybody else's, but I'm slowly getting there.
I had a very easy journal that I use now. After you get comfortable with what your food is and you know why your body is being affected in different ways, and you can look at the food that you've taken and, you know, understand that, and it becomes a habit as it does after 5 years. Not to say it's perfect, but just to say it's easier, better, and more of the time on. I just do a checklist. My nutrients, my three balanced meals, my two balanced snacks, I just do a checklist and go down that checklist. And I have an old one that I've used from the company when they had it on the website, probably 2 years ago now. Need to redo it, so I don't know if anybody else has got one that's that
simple. I was going to say, Steve's got that one on his website, I think.
Okay, that's just the checklist?
Yeah, and also he has a journal page. I like his journal page.
Okay, I'll have to look at that.
What website is this?
That's lifestylesupport.org.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been there before. I haven't been there just recently, so I'll have to take a look at that because it's not like you want to reinvent the wheel. This one's just
unless he's changed it, but he did have the last time I went because I printed one of those monthly ones off.
Right. That's the one I like, so I will not reinvent the wheel. I'll just put it in my file so I can whip it out no matter where I am because that's just an easy focus for me. At the beginning, you do want to log more accurately, you know, what you've actually eaten so you can look back and see if there was different things that were, you know, better than others. Maybe your choice of carbs was better so you were more satisfied. Like I was just slightly complaining that I didn't make the best choices for dinner even though the balance was close, real close, but the bulk that I had was not good because it was low because they were not the best choice carbs, so I was not getting a good exchange of quantity. Like if I'd had a great big salad, it was, you know, a dinner salad. Well, I'm used to eating about the size of two or three dinner salads as part of my meal when I have the really best veggies. And instead, part of it was, you know, cooked green beans, and it had some bacon in it, and I could see a little bit of oil on it, so that's where I'm saying it wasn't the very best. So has anyone else joined us that would like to say hi, give their points, or give us a quick comment or question? Did I answer yours, Judy, or comment on
yours? Yes, you did. I guess I really need to look at the journal page because I can keep my points pretty much in my head because I was doing everything but the balanced food at first, and that's what I'm journaling more of is exactly what I'm eating and trying to add up and calculate points. And, like, I can't find the points for Asian pears, and I needed...
I didn't find one for that either.
Huh? I'm sorry?
I just said I didn't find one for that either.
I'm going to run up while we're talking, and I'll grab my other reference. I've got one of those Nutribases.
My husband loves Asian pears, so we have those around a lot. And then the other thing, just I need to know how to evaluate different bars. I know the balance bar and the zone bar are probably the best for us to use. But it's confusing when you look at those bars and you go, oh, my gosh, there's so much fat in this.
Well, the balance bar and the zone bar normally are right on if you use a half a bar.
Right.
The difference between the two, the last time I read research, and this changes when they reformulate and they play with the different ingredients, is that the balance bar, they had a better reaction on the body when it was tested against other bars as far as the blood sugar and all of that. And the only reason, because the numbers were exactly the same, but the only reason the researchers could arrive at an answer why, with everything being equal according to numbers, why one would respond better and people would have a different level of results with it when they actually did their count, was that there was less processing to it. Now, I would also say maybe the ingredients were a little better initially. Now, whether that's still true, you know, this has been probably 2 years ago now, but that's where it was then. And you know what? Before I ever knew that, I was leaning towards the gold or the regular. At that point, the gold, because I could still taste the soy kind of mealy taste that you get in many of the bars when they use soy.
Uh-huh.
I could still taste that in the regular balance bar. I couldn't taste it in the gold bar. But since I was only eating a half of one, or the other way I would use that bar is cut it in little tiny slivers. Like I can get 13 slivers out of it. I will throw them out flat in the freezer until they're frozen, and then I'll scoop them up and put them in a Ziploc bag. And if I want a taste treat on my tongue, like, you know, after the meal you might have a dinner mint or something at a restaurant, that kind of a feeling, I take one of those little thin chips and let it melt on my tongue.
Well, now, you're not talking, what's the difference then between the balance bar and the gold balance bar?
Well, the gold balance bar is almost like a candy bar in flavor. I mean, it's got caramel in it, nut, and it has a different texture than the regular one.
Okay, so the balance bar is good as well as the gold balance? I don't know.
Both of them, the numbers are exactly the same. By looking at the labels, the zone and the balance bar, both of them are going to be as close to perfect in the numbers.
Okay, well,
go ahead.
Are you calling the zone bar the balance bar?
No, the zone is one brand and balance is another, but then there's two different balance. There's balance regular, and it doesn't say anything other than balance bar, other than the flavor, and then there's a balance bar gold, and they've since added a balance bar trail bar, or trail mix. I can't remember where their mix is on them.
There's a low-carb one, too, I think.
Oh, is there one that's lower-carb now, too?
That it's called. So,
you don't want to go there, do you, for low-carb ones, unless you...
No, you want to keep the numbers the same.
Right.
But the other thing I will say, though, before people just hear us talking about all these bars, I'm not an advocate of bars if you're at home and you can grab a piece of fruit and something, or a half a piece of fruit, like when you were talking about the pears that I'm still looking up because I didn't have the teacher skills to be able to do reading and processing on, like, writing on a blackboard and talking at the same time. Ooh, dear, I'm in trouble. Anyway, I would much rather see you eat real food. And part of the research and the reason behind why the real food is so much better is the water, natural fiber, and lack of processing is very different on the body than when you take something that has been processed to death and put in the form of a bar. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
You can drink a glass of water, but it's not going to be absorbed into the bar like it is in the fruit. I mean, it's not going to be distributed. It's not the way God created it, let me put it that way. Man just can't perfect up on what God already put together.
Right.
So I try and have the bars for emergency, like when I'm in the car, there's always one in my bag when we're traveling in the air, when they bring me peanuts or honey roasted peanuts with MSG.
Right.
I go, or pretzels. I go, no, thank you.
Yeah,
ask them to somebody next to me if they want them. But, and we'll then use, you know, part of a bar.
I like those at work, too. If I'm scheduled right through lunch, I can always have a couple of bites of that, and then I'm not so starved later.
Right. You don't even need to eat a whole half of one.
Yeah, just a couple of little squares or something works well.
Well, I see they are not giving me, they're giving me only fresh, so I would account, because this book is about almost 2 inches thick and has thousands upon thousands of breakdowns. I'm going to say that they feel that the difference in the variety of pears is so close that they're not going to do it. And let's see, a whole
So just count it the same as a pair.
Just count it the same as a regular pair, which is a half of, isn't it a half on a?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Now, these are usually just bigger.
Mm. Right. Well, then I would just go by the size of it.
Right.
Well, you use a half an apple, though, too, so, and that's about, that's similar to apple, it's in my estimation, so.
Right. When you're that close, it is close enough, okay?
Okay, and the same way with the drink, like when you do a drink, the body balance drink, you only get 20 grams of protein, and I never know how to add that one other gram of protein.
Oh, you know, I don't worry about that either.
Okay.
You can add a little bit more of the body balance if you want it to be exact, but your body is going to run so well when you get that close.
Close, okay.
That, you know, you can just round or scoop it up. I mean, there could be that much variation in how packed your body balance has gotten from shipping.
Right.
If it's rolled around a lot, or if it, and it's fluffed up, or if it's packed down because it's gotten shaken. So I know at the beginning when people were having trouble getting their exact number of scoops out of the can, one of the speakers says, roll the can around a few times, get it aerated a little bit so that it's fluffed up and you'll end up with more scoops.
Okay.
You know, so we can get technical, but it's got to be doable. And the more you do this, and Onita and George now has been on it for a while, you guys can attest to the fact that you're seeing it just fall into place, and you don't worry about the smaller things. But to know the differences, that's the main thing, to know the differences of what you're dealing with. Good morning. This is Lifestyle. Some of you are just joining us. We're glad to have you on board. Anybody like to identify themselves and say hi?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great, Nancy. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I just want to say on the Today Show this morning when I turned it on, they had, I forget the nutritionist's name, she's been on before, but all of a sudden people are talking about leveling your and balancing your blood sugar. What a novel idea.
I know, and you just look at the amount of papers that are coming out. There's no way you can keep up with it in a notebook or on your desktop computer filed away.
So you mean I should stop trying?
No, I love the fact that you send those things out. I'm going to give you guys, some time ago, someone asked for a green recipe, and we're getting to that time of the year where... oh, my gosh. So this morning I got up and I did this originally. I've got one of those really neat tools that I've never put into use the way I am now, and it's called a Vitamix, the glorified big blender that does everything in seconds. Well, before I gave it out, I wanted to make sure the recipe would work in a regular blender. Just crank it up to high and let it run a little longer. That's all you've got to do. Some recipes wouldn't, others wouldn't work so well. But anyway, this is a green drink. Oops, I forgot to write one thing down. I forgot to put one thing in. Where'd my pencil go here before I forget to give it to you that way, because I've got to have good notes, and that was the Jade Greenzymes, because I'm not one for doing one teaspoon Jade. Okay, I'm not one for doing everything all mixed together. I love the flavors of different things. So if you guys have got a pencil and you want to jot this down, I think you'll like it. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, it's called spinach celery with parsley. So it is a green drink. And one of the problems I had was visualizing the body balance vanilla even in with green veggies, because I don't like sweetened veggies together. I don't like sweetened meat either together. So just getting off the sweetness. But here's the list. Okay, 5, and I used raw, fresh ingredients. 5, I forgot the piece of carrot this morning. Oh, well. So you might have to run a little bit longer, because that's pretty firm. Anyway, I did 5 spinach leaves, a half a stalk of celery.
That's one half of one piece, or the whole thing is a stalk?
One, you know, rib. And then a half of one rib.
That's small.
Yeah, so just a half a piece. 4 sprigs of parsley, and I use, you know, fairly small, like they would use for garnish, not the whole stem that's got, you know, 5 big clumps out of on it. 4 sprigs of parsley, 1/4 of an apple, a half a cup of cold water and a half a cup of ice cubes, one scoop of Body Balance.
Vanilla,
uh-huh. One scoop of fiber and one teaspoon of jade green thyme.
You're missing something.
What did I miss?
Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't put that in there, but...
What do you think it would do?
Huh? I don't know. I see, what I do when I get a recipe like this, I want to see how the flavor is originally, so I do it and taste it.
Okay.
Well, then I just turn it off, and then I add some more things and taste it again. So if it still comes out as good or better than it was before I add it, I will go with the recipe of the addition. If I like it better and think it's going to appeal to more people without it, I'll leave it out. So you try it, Nancy, and you tell me.
So this is everything?
That's it.
What did you say about carrots?
Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be two small carrots, and I would say that's those little short stubbies that come pre-washed that I don't use. I try and get the organic ones and scrub them myself, but, you know, just equivalent to two small carrots. Now, I just chunked those things. I used the stems and all because I know there's food value in that. Clipped the ends off of them, of course, and washed everything and threw it in the blender. And it took between 2 and 3 minutes. That was without the carrot. The carrot I would just chop, you know, at least in half or at least in one-inch chunks, half to one-inch chunks.
Where is your protein in this besides Body Balance?
Well, one scoop of Body Balance. Now, what you come out with this, because they did the breakdown on everything except the Body Balance and the, of course, the fiber doesn't have, I don't count the fiber because that's a nutrient. But anyway, and what you come out with is the protein and the protein and the carb of a snack. All you need to do is crunch your 3 almonds along with it, and you've got a perfect balanced snack.
Now, oh, this is for a snack drink.
Well, now you can do the same thing for a lunch and just increase it. See, that would be one, or put something else with it. But what I'm saying is when you put the 3 almonds with it, you've got the perfect carbs-protein-fat ratio.
So, Char, you're counting one scoop of Body Balance as a one protein, even though it's got 10 carbs in it.
Right. Or add it off a little bit, see.
10 protein, you mean?
Yeah.
And the protein.
10 protein.
Yeah. 10 grams of protein, yes. Mm-hmm. Add it off a bit to make it perfect. So, yeah, you're right. It doesn't need to have a full scoop, which would be good because then it wouldn't be quite as thick. And you would either have it a little thinner or you could slack down on your water.
Okay.
But you're right. I did do a scoop. I'm used to doing that because I do a one scoop latte in the morning, but I always have other stuff with it, see?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm doing, I sometimes when we're going out for lunch, I will do about a half a breakfast instead of a full one, especially when it's going to be close to, you know, an early lunch and a late breakfast type thing. So it's easy once you get that balance set in your mind to do the numbers automatically, and especially when you've got things that are making up the balance for you and you know them, you've got to memorize, you know, what's in it. So that's where I was listening to Judy, and I said, Judy, you're doing really well because I'm hearing how she's swinging into putting those things together. And
well,
Anita and Nancy, you guys are just, you know, you do it off the top of your head like you brush your teeth in the morning, right?
Well, when you do it this long.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like bicycling when you're a kid or anything else. But see, these are the kinds of things that it's hard to get across to people when they're new because they have to work at it.
Well, it's different than anything else. I mean, when I first started, I still had the Weight Watcher mentality, even though I had done that in the 70s. But, you know, it made sense all those years.
Uh-huh.
Nobody ever said you should balance. Even on the Today Show this morning, a lot of what she was doing was balancing, but then somebody said, so like you can have an apple, but she said, but then you would add some yogurt with it. So, you know, she didn't have the fat, but she was getting, you know, closer.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, and you know, it's fun to hear that, and, you know, it's like you can't refute the fact that when your body has what it needs, it's going to work better. And proven science shows that we need this, you know, drip effect of the right things going into our body to make it run optimally.
Well, I think also, and Onita, I think, will attest to this, there has been no other program over the years where I have at least maintained my weight all these years.
Right.
I can say the same thing because...
Oh, I know you can, yeah.
You know, I used to get the foods I wanted that my body craved at that time, being the carbs, I would starve myself for other things that were good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never had the amount of protein. I mean, if I had protein once a day at dinner, that was a big deal. Or maybe, you know, maybe a slice of lunch meat. Now, the thought of, you know, that kind of stuff is you know, just kind of sends me over the edge. It's a, you know, it would be a... the exception to the rule because, one, I don't want the nitrates. Two, I don't want hydrogenized trans fat. Three, I don't want enriched flour. Four, I don't want corn syrup.
Yeah, they also brought up sleep. They also brought up the importance of eating breakfast, water. I said to Marty, they're talking lifestyle here.
Yeah, it is fun to see how, you know, one person that put so much research together to come up with this years and years ago and
mm-hmm.
wrote volumes on it, the research is in. He didn't invent it. It's like, you know, people argue sometimes with me about the Bible because it's in the Old Testament. We don't have to do that. And I go, no, we don't have to do it. But, you know, sanitation is common sense. Whole foods is common sense once you understand the difference of it, not fragmented and canned, bagged, or boxed and calling it a real food. You know, you have to wash it, and you get it from the best source. And I saw a little blurb yesterday on Whole Foods. I didn't know they had originated in Austin. They opened their first store in 1980. It was only probably 2-3 minutes long. They opened it in 1980. They are the largest chain in the world of supplying organic and whole food.
Ellen, you should see their store here. Their store.
Where are you?
In Austin.
Oh yes, I have. I've been in it. I would not miss going to Austin and not going in. In fact, when we were in it, last year or a year before, I can't remember which, they had just opened the breakfast omelet. I don't know whether it's a little deli now or whether it's just omelets in the morning. But anyway, they were making omelets, and they were almost barely doing their trial run on doing it, so it took them a long time. I know they're much faster now. But it was wonderful to go in there and have a really fresh, wholesome omelet from all the choices they have in the store. So, yeah, if you guys have got one in your neighborhood, go in and check it out. They employ like 40,000 people. When you see the things cut up and used in their recipes, that's a bruised piece of fruit that they couldn't sell. That's how they conserve. And they buy, this made me so good, they buy from local farmers. I mean, each city buys from just their local produce people for the things that they can get that are in season. And the other things, they search the world over to get the best quality and have it brought in. So, you know, they're really trying. And you could tell from the employees, they take pride in ownership. And I don't know how the business is run on that end. I can't remember that they even said. But anyway, it was quite interesting to see the trend. Because when I started shopping at the little health food stores, you know, Denny would say, you're really going in there? They're sitting in the parking lot with guitars and cups sitting in front of them. You know,
well, still that way sometimes.
They are still, yes, they are. But, you know, you you would not have seen a, what we would say, an average dressed, normal looking person in those stores back when I started with, you know, looking for better sources.
Me too. I have a question about the fiber. You didn't. Mine says a tablespoon of fiber is carb. Do you count that?
Well, how many grams of fiber's in there? There's also 5 grams of fiber. So the if you subtract the grams of fiber from the carbs, it negates that there's anything in there.
Okay, so that's the way we function with carbs. We need a fiber chart too then.
Well, yes. I try to stay away from that for new people because it's one more thing to count.
Okay.
But I take it into consideration when I'm looking at my bread always.
Okay.
Or any of my grain products, because I know if it's wholesome, there's going to be a good high fiber content, depending on how, you know, it's been handled also. So good question, though. Very good question. Anybody else? We're at the bottom of the hour, and I apologize for not getting to the book today.
Shar, this is Mary Lou real quick.
Yes.
I'm sorry I got in late. I heard the end of your recipe. Would you just tell me what the name of it is?
Oh,
what it was?
It's called, what did I say? Oh, spinach and celery with parsley.
And, Char, where did we get your chocolate, where did we get your latte drink recipe?
Oh, the latte, oh, I can rattle that really fast. I start with, I got a 2-cup little blender that I mix things in, and it's a magic bullet. You need a brand name. Anyway, it's the handiest tool I've got for an electric tool in my kitchen. They're about $50 at Walmart or Target or whatever.
Okay.
Anyway.
They're
and
definitely.
So anyhow, I put about an inch of regular tap water in it, then I put hot water up to about, would be about 1¾ cups, 1⅞ cups. And then I put a instant drink, coffee flavor drink that's whole grain. It's called Pero, P-E-R-O. Here it's available in all the stores where you would find Sanka. There's no coffee in it, but it resembles that flavor.
How much of that?
A rounded teaspoonful. It depends on how strong you like the coffee flavor. And I sprinkle that on the hot water, and I use a dash of nutmeg. I do not use cinnamon in this one.
Uh-oh.
I don't like to taste. But it reminds me of the Mexican mochas, and that's not my favorite taste. So I do just a dash of nutmeg in there, and then I put a scoop of either Body Balance or Perfect Start Plus, or sometimes I use half and half. Don't ask me why. I just like it that way. And a scoop of fiber. And I turn it on, and I blend it for about 30 to 60 seconds. I've got, in that particular one, you've got it sealed, but it will not blow up when you unscrew the lid.
I thought everything's supposed to be 10 seconds.
Oh, it is, but I like more foam.
So you blend it for how long?
Oh, about 30 to 60 seconds.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be blended that long. It's just that I like more foam. And then when I unscrew the cap on that, I add more water to bring it up to a... Well, did I say the fiber? Fiber what?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I bring it up to the level top to where I've got 2 cups because that's the thickness I like it. I don't like a thick hot drink. And with that, I put a piece of whole grain bread with a combination of soy, nut, and almond butter spread on it. Now, that's my really skinny breakfast because I've rounded my scoops a little bit more, so I've got a little more than 10 grams of carbs. And by the time I get my protein from my, 10 grams of protein, by the time I get my extra little bit out of my nut butters and the fat, if you break it down all individually for this breakfast, I've got probably two-thirds to three-quarters of a regular breakfast. So all I do is my breakfast and my lunch end up usually being a little closer together or a little bit more for lunch sometimes.
Okay.
Because we'll take lunch and make it our bigger meal. So that's an easy one. It's a repeat for me, but this morning I'm going to have the oatmeal with cottage cheese and apple and Perfect Start and fiber and cinnamon that I can bring with it. And the nuts the almonds scattered on top. That's my favorite.
I'm too late for that. I'm going to have a drink. For 2.5 hours till lunch, though.
I know that feeling. That happens to me, too. I did that yesterday. Okay, guys. Any comments, questions? We're out of here. Thank you.
I think you guys are great, and thanks a lot for bringing up the point of writing things down and having a list of things to do with you, because that's kind of what I haven't been doing, and I've kind of been going off the hip. And now that gives me a whole new way of looking at things.
Yeah, just keep it simple, George, and have we graduate to different levels of where the energy and time. Once we get the format down and that part becomes more comfortable, then we venture off into something else, and we work a little harder on that. So you guys are great. Thanks for your input. It's been a fun day, and have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.